Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Byron. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is, EDG is a winner. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
EDG finished first in the 2015 LPL Spring Playoffs with a 3-2 victory in the LGD Final. On April 29, EDG took first place at the 2014 International Esports Tournament in Yiwu, Zhejiang. EDG reached the quarterfinals at the 2021 World Cup for the first time in the history of the organization. EDG not only broke its own record, but also became the second team in LoL Esports history to win both tournaments. Mid-season Invitational then the World Cup. LPL's EDG earned their first world title by lifting a long-standing curse against former world champion DK. The Chinese team Edward Gaming defeated South Korea 3-2 in Sunday's League of Legends World Championship Finals to win their first League of Legends World Championship, won the applause of netizens and climbed to the top of the rankings. Chinese social network. In the just-concluded 2021 World Cup, Shanghai-based EDG defeated the defending champion DK and created the best result in team history. EDG became the second Grand Slam club in the world and the first Grand Slam club in the LoL Professional League. On November 6, Shanghai-based Edward Gaming defeated the South Korean DWG Kia in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, and won the 2021 League of Legends World Championship. In the EDG Finals on May 1, they won the championship and set a record of 5 consecutive championships held by the LPL team. In the final, EDG defeated RNG to win their 5th LPL championship and qualified for the 2017 World Cup. After defeating RNG in the quarterfinals, EDG has broken the curse of the quarterfinals in the World Championships. Their run in the group stage proved their point as they finished second behind T1. They fought in the group stage and led two small teams to Game 5. Many took to the balconies and streets after EDG took the final victory, and some celebrated with enthusiasm even though it was 2 a.m. local time. This year, Reykjavik, Iceland hosted the 11th annual LoL Worlds with millions of online users. The esports team won the hottest national celebrations in China this weekend, with contented fans showcasing their passion at rarely held public celebrations, even as government controls on video games have tightened. The 2021 World Cup is drawing to a close as EDG leads the DK World Champions to the final this weekend in Iceland. The trips of both teams to the tournament were outstanding. Damwon was looking for the second trophy and the first back-to-back trophy from SKT T1, and EDG was finally trying to take its rightful place among the greats in their 6th World Championship performance. This summer, DWG Kia and Edward Gaming won their national championships. EDG won the LPL Summer Championship and DWG Kia finally won the LCK Summer Split. EDG has won the last two games of the series in a dominant manner and will face LCK champion DWG Kia in the 2021 World Cup Final. EDG won the 2021 World Cup and became the first team to do so, playing 3 full series of the top 5. In the latest team clash, EDG announced that Elder Dragon and Second Baron Nashor have completed the match to become World Champions 2021. It has been a long road to victory, with an incredibly close final match against DWG Kia that lasted all 5 games, but EDG has proven it can beat even the most powerful team in the world, with its incredible mastery of more than just samples. Recycling, but also Summoner's Rift itself. DK was confident he could win the first game thanks to Showmaker, but EDG held back the aggression and won thanks to the clear cut. DWG may have had momentum in their favor, but the third game in the series didn't seem to be rolling out for a long time. In fact, in the first 27 minutes of the game, EDG seemed to have better control, turret control, and kill. Although General G retained control of the first half of the series, Scout and EDG controlled the timing of the final matches of the battles. The third game was more competitive, with EDG leading at the start of the match. EDG reacted once again in Game 4 to bring the streak to the infamous Silver Scrapes, setting the stage for a tense final game in which EDG ultimately won it all. It was there that EDG finally made it to the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. Now that there is a world title behind it, It looks like a new era of dominance is starting for Edward Gaming. They played their best in Group B, won their first LPL championship since the summer of 2017, and returned to the World Championships after their last performance in
2018. They continued to perform well in the 2014 LPL Summer Games and won the first season in the regular season. And the playoffs. The team had not lost a game before reaching the semifinals and was the only team that did not lose in the group stage. EDG scored the first blood and won the first game, which few people could have foreseen. Despite being the LPL Summer Champion, EDG never seems to be the favorite to win. EDG successfully won the 2021 LPL Summer Games, but the team has not yet demonstrated this level of dominance in the World Cup. Although EDG played well, there were still cracks in the armor. General G usually plays late game, but probably won't work against EDG, which is flawless in team fights. General G will likely play to be comfortable with the late game champions and will try to beat EDG in macro play. If General G can't do that, there are a lot of indications that EDG will be able to dominate early in the game, where General G has looked shaky all year. If they can keep in optimal shape during the finals, it will be very difficult for EDG. Earlier this season, DWG Kia lost the midseason invitational, losing the final match of the Royal Never Give Up tournament to the same EDG team that was eliminated last week on their way to today's semi-finals. DWG Kia woke up during race 2 and refused to let the EDG statement at the start of the match become match history. EDG took the lead again in Game 5 with 3 15-minute kills, but Showmaker and Khan's refusal to support Cho, Beryl, Jianhe got DK their first kill in the game. Even though DK had control of the dragon, he was unable to secure it and passed the victory over to EDG. EDG realized the importance of Canyon to the team and aimed at all of its champions in Game 5. However, EDG at the time was leading the Dragons 3-0 thanks to the excellent jungle performance of 20-year-old GG, is an old star participating in the world premiere. Secondly, EDG took DWG out of all possible dragons, and GG once again demonstrated his prowess at stealing the fourth dragon in a game where DWG seemed to be able to assemble his first dragon with an overwhelming display of power before he jumped into battle.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Byron and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.